If Allah doesn't need anything, then why is He telling us to pray, fast, and obey our parents? And if we don't pray and do the right thing, we will be thrown into hell. Allah says there is no compulsion in religion, so why is He compelling us? To answer these questions, we have to understand how divine punishment works. We have a cause and effect system. If you do any action, you will see an effect. For example, if I put my hand in a fire, I will be burnt. The fire is the cause, and the effect is my hand burning. Or another example, I was speeding in my car and was issued a fine. Speeding is the cause, and the fine is the effect. From these two examples, we notice that there are two types of cause and effects. The first type is a natural cause, and the second type is a made-up or conventional cause. With the second type, the conventional cause, it is not a natural cause and may alter. You may not get a fine for speeding. The police officer might not have seen you speeding, or he may forgive you. So in reality, there is no natural relationship between the cause and the effect. But with the first type, the natural cause and effect, a fire will always burn. There is no change in it. A natural effect will always follow. In Islam, we have something called tajassum al-a'mal, which means physical embodiment of actions. Whatever actions we do in this world, whether good or evil, will come to us in a physical form in the next world. They begin to exist as soon as we create them, through our actions even right now, though we can't see them until we die. So in other words, the actions we do is the same as the first type of cause and effect, a natural cause. It is like a parallel world that exists right now, and whatever we do, we will see the effect in that parallel world. The inner forms of our actions in this world are the outer physical realities in that world. What we should know is that we are creating our heaven or hell through our actions. So the question of why is Allah punishing or compelling us is not true. Why are we blaming Allah? We are punishing ourselves through the natural cause and effect system. Allah is simply warning us of this. I put my hand in the fire. There is a natural effect of burning. I drank poison. There is a natural effect. I prayed sincerely to Allah. There is a natural effect. I was backbiting. There is a natural effect unless one repents, and then the repenting will be the natural effect. The Holy Quran says, the day when every soul will find present whatever good it has done. Allah is not saying there is a reward in exchange for whatever good you have done. He is saying you will find what you have done, i.e. a natural cause and effect. Therefore, Allah will not be punishing the people. Rather, the people punish their own selves because of their evil actions. So statements like, he doesn't pray but he has a good heart, Allah will forgive him, doesn't make sense. You are creating a reality for yourself. If you don't find gardens and rivers in heaven, it is because you didn't do the required actions. In another verse it says, on the day when the punishment covers them from above them and from underneath their feet, and he will say, taste what you used to do. The verse doesn't say taste in exchange for what you used to do. It says taste what you used to do. So in other words, your heaven and your hell exist right now, and you are building it even today. The Quran says, nay, if you had known with a certain knowledge, you would certainly have seen hell. The verse is telling us that with true conviction, we could see hellfire even now. As an example of how our actions immediately transform into good or evil, Allah tells us in the Quran, indeed, those who conceal what Allah has sent down from the book and sell it for a small price, they eat nothing but fire into their bellies. In other words, a person may think they are doing this or that, but in fact, they could be eating fire into their bellies and even burning in hell right now, but they are unaware of it. To put this differently, we may think we are only praying or helping others, or just disobeying Allah with a small sin, but actually, we are creating our rewards and our punishments with our own actions. As soon as we die, It is as if we wake up from a dream and then we see the real world and what we have actually produced in it. And then we realize that this world's life was just like a passing breeze, but we wasted it when we could have done so much to build our eternal abode. If a person always keeps this in mind, it is very easy to perform good deeds and to keep away from sins. It is reported that the Prophet, peace be upon him, has said, "One who says Subhanallah, Allah plants a tree for him in paradise by it. And one who says Alhamdulillah, Allah plants a tree for him in paradise by it. And one who says La ilaha illallah, Allah plants a tree for him in paradise by it. And one who says Allahu Akbar, Allah plants a tree for him in paradise by it." So someone said to the Prophet, "Then we should have plenty of trees in paradise." He replied, "Yes, but beware of not setting them on fire, lest you burn them all down." And that is because Allah says, "O you who have believed, obey Allah and obey the Messenger, and do not make your actions void."